I have come from a long distance to see my friends. Years ago, when I was at home, they told me that I had a home here, and father and mother. I have come now to find them. When at home in my camp, a letter came from the father at Washington, asking me to come and see him away in the States. I had been waiting for it for a long time, and when it came, I did not hesitate a moment, but came at once. I felt that the father at Washington would right the wrongs of myself and my people. In this letter, they told me I had many friends in this country who never saw the Indians and who would be glad to see them. I talked with the chiefs of the other tribes, and we came here to see you tonight. Before leaving, I told my young people with the agency till I came home when I hoped to bring them good news. I told them I would be gone 40 or 50 nights. They will expect me when that time is past. They think I will look like a white man when I come back because I have been to see the white man in the big house. I am glad to see so many of my friends here tonight, so many gentlemen, chiefs, and ladies. I think the Great Spirit has something to do with bringing you all here tonight. Long ago, the Arapahoes had a fine country of their own. The white men came to see them, and the Indians gave him buffalo meat and a horse to ride on. And they told him the country was big enough for the white men and the Arapahoes too. After a while, the white men found gold in our country. They took the gold and pushed the Indian from his home. I thought Washington would make it all right. I am an old man now. I have been waiting many years for Washington to give us our rights. The government sent agents and soldiers out there to us, and both have driven us from our lands. We do not want to fight. The white man has taken away everything. I want to tell you of this because I believe, if you know it, you will correct the evil. I think the Great Spirit is looking at all that is said here. And for that reason, I am talking the truth. I want my people to live like white people and have the same chance. I hope the Great Spirit will put a good heart into the white people that they may give us our rights. When I saw the old man, Peter Cooper, who invited us to come here tonight, my heart opened to him. I have thanked the Great Spirit many times that I have been permitted to be here. I want to tell you all that is in my heart, and if I do not, it will be because I hide it. We want to travel the same road as a white man. We want to have his rifle, his powder, and his ball to hunt with. My people are waiting on the hills to greet me when I return, and I want to give them a good report.